sat here tonight with other gentlemen of our community. We're waiting for the women to show up. They should be marching here very shortly, and we're just kind of here in solidarity and support of the women, but also here to reflect how men contribute to these stereotypes and problems.
We're outside for the 2004 Take Back the Night.
We marched from CSU to now we're downtown in this square. There was a police escort, which is always fun. So we walked down and then we met all the guys, the men, downtown. And it's just beautiful because you get to see all their faces and they're smiling and they're like, yeah! And it's so exciting. At least this group of people are on the same track.
I just thought I'd let all the women know there were close to 40 men that sat in a room. That's a pretty large group of men. I have never myself been in a group of 40 men who are all talking about not just, you know, why we're all here and that we're here to support women, but also a lot of men were really there to find out more about what we can do in our daily lives to kind of curb the problem of patriarchy.
So a lot of people ask Campus Women's Alliance, what does a march do for, you know, women's rights? And what does a march do about stopping sexual violence? I mean, that's just a march, but it's about empowerment, and that's what it comes down to, is why people march, and especially why women march and take back the night, is because it gives us the feeling of power that we should have.
We're strong! We've been silent way too long! We're winning! We're strong!
Well, Take Back the Night was a movement that got started in the 70s with the rest of the women's movement. Basically, it started out as a statement against rape and sexual assault against women. Since then, it's kind of evolved to encompass a lot more themes and a lot more ideologies.
I'm standing in this weather. It's drizzling and it's wet. It's definitely cold. There's tons of people here, and it happens every year in April. And it rains every year also. And I remember somebody saying that that's because the heavens are crying for us.
It's 2 weeks now, Alpha Kappa Lambda. We've held an event we call These Hands Don't Hurt, which helps raise awareness on campus about domestic violence and rape.
Hello, I'm from Alternatives to Violence. I'm the volunteer coordinator and bilingual case manager. My name is Kat. Alternatives to Violence serves the people of Loveland and Southern Larimer County. Our advocates are volunteers, and they go out when the police are called to domestic assault, sexual assault, other violent crimes. Our volunteer advocates talk to the people and make sure that they're okay, get them into safe places.
My name is Dave. This is Olivia, and we are SAVA advocates. What SAVA provides is on-call crisis intervention for survivors of sexual assault.
Crossroads Safe House is a organization and a safe house that has been put together, you know, locally for women who have been victims of domestic violence.
Currently, right now, the house is only open to women for reasons that we can probably all understand. But if there are male victims too, Crossroads has resources for you as well. You cannot come to the house, but we can put you up in hotel rooms for a few nights and things like that, and, you know, help you with the same programs and the same resources that we give to women.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jody Jessup, and I'm the assistant director in the Office of Women's Programs and Studies. Our victim assistance team is a 24-hour on-call service for students who've been victims of sexual assault. And I encourage any of you who haven't sought resources for your victimization to come into our office or to call our victim assistance team line.